Mishnah Yud introduces the next Zug, Shmaya and Avtalion. Shmaya has three statements. Ehovet ha-melacha, usna ha-rabanut, ve'altit vada l'rashut. Today we're going to discuss Shmaya's first statement, Ehovet ha-melacha. What's interesting is that Shmaya does not emphasize merely the importance of work or the chiyuv to do work. He emphasizes and encourages us to love work. The Maharal in his Pirush Masechet Avot makes this point and says that people should appreciate that we're meant to work from the fact that God has instilled within us a love of work. And this is part of a much broader idea, which is the emotions we feel, the passions we feel, the attractions we feel are correct. They're not the Yetzirah. Our attraction to sugar is because we need sugar to survive. Sugar is only dangerous when we distill it and eat sugar bombs like ice cream, cookies, and cake. But sugar itself is healthy. Sexuality in a similar way is a healthy way of a man and woman coming together. When it's distilled as sex in a vacuum, that's when it becomes problematic. The things we are created to love, desire, and feel an attraction to are things we're meant to pursue. Ehov et amilocha. On a more specific level, the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet, tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes different types of work attractive in the eyes of different people. Shekol echod v'echod yipalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu umnaso b'fanav. Each person HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his work beautiful in his own eyes. And the Gemara explains this is what God does to ensure that there'll be enough people to work in each field that's necessary. I think we can derive from here that if a person wants to know what field they should be entering into and they want to know based upon what God intends for them, they should look at what they enjoy, what they're attracted to. Not as a selfish way of finding out what we'll enjoy, but as a way of determining what Hashem intends for us. This point is made by the Chovas HaLevavos in his fourth shar, the Shar HaBitachon Perek Gimel, where he says that a person who's attracted to a particular type of work, assuming he feels attracted to it and able to accomplish it, this is an indication that it's God who's embedded this love and attraction for the work, and it's an indication that this is what his intended field should be. Getting back to our Mishnah, Ehovet HaMelacha, God creates us with an affinity, with a need to accomplish things, and a love of what we accomplish as an indication that we should be working, not only working because we have to, but working because we should be working, and we should embrace and love what we're created to love.